This is Charles Diemer with a real audio screenwriting tip. Don't begin at the beginning, begin in the middle. A common mistake among screenwriting students is this. They start their scenes too early and they end their scenes too late. This is what I call inefficient scene design, and it's one of the more common problems in the scripts of my students. Let's consider an example. A wife and husband are separated. The wife calls the husband to have lunch, saying she has something important to tell him. That's our scene. A beginning student commonly would write this. One or the other arrives at the restaurant first. A waiter seats them. The other arrives. A waiter seats them. The husband and wife have small talk. They order their meals. The food is served. Maybe most of it's eaten. Finally, the wife says, "John, I want a divorce." And that's the point of the scene. Now, depending on other dramatic issues, that may work. But usually it doesn't work because this scene is taking several minutes to do what can be done in far less than a minute. The point of the scene is the news of the divorce. So begin the scene with them already seated, already eating, just before the moment when she springs the news. Unless other issues in the story create sufficient surprise and suspense to sustain this longer version, a shorter, to-the-punch approach is much more efficient and typically more effective. Again, depending on other issues and unless some sort of dialogue and response is essential, then cut out of the scene as soon as it does its job. Let's take an example in an actual movie, the scene in Elaine May's superb script, The Birdcage. This script has exceptionally good scene design. Armand is trying to coach his gay life mate, Albert, in masculine manners of talk and movement, doing this at a cafe. Accidentally, Albert stumbles into a nearby table in the cafe, and the man sitting there is upset. Playing the macho role, Armand comes over to intervene, and the man stands up and punches him out. That's the scene. But that's not what everything we see on the screen. Look how it is cut. Look at how it is designed. When Armand comes over to the rescue, the man rises from the table, overshadows him, clearly stronger than him, and we cut. That is the end of the scene. We cut to Armand at home with an ice pack on his head, Albert comforting him, saying, "That man looks so ridiculous banging your head on the floor. Why, he couldn't even box." Now, this is comedy. The actual violence is totally irrelevant. In a different genre of movie, maybe we'd see the guy getting punched out. But here, the comic point has been made as soon as he rises up, and it's clear that he can punch out Armand. We don't have to show it. We already know it. Now, a beginner not only would show us the punch, would waste time taking Armand to the hospital, all kinds of stuff. None of which has anything to do with the spine of the story, by the way. The point of this scene is comic. You get in, you make the comic point, you get out. So look at each of your scenes carefully and see if you're beginning in the middle of an action, and if not, can you justify the time you're taking to set the scene up? Typically, my students write anywhere from several exchanges of dialogue or moments of action to a page or more before the scene begins where it should begin. And where it should begin is where it can't afford to lose a single line or moment. Look, if nothing is lost by cutting something out of your screenplay, you cut it. In a screenplay, everything has to work, everything has to have a purpose, everything. This is Charles Diemer at the Screenwriters and Playwrights homepage, reminding you that screenplays, unlike life, are not filled with moments of idle chit-chat.